The Deputy Western Regional Coordinator of NADBO Kelly Forson says apart from operational difficulties such as funds and vehicles, the organization is doing all it can to cater for more than 1,500 refugees from Cote d'Ivoire. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Forson, who is also the camp manager of the Ampine Refugees Camp, said the refugees are happy that they are safe and back home.
We have a reception center at Enugu that we are bringing to Ampine. So all in all, we have 1,600 people as at now that we are managing.
Are they all Ghanaians or you have other nationals among them?
These are Ivorians. We have just spotted one Liberian who is residing in Ivory Coast, and as a result of this, he had to come here.
How are you coping with managing them?
Well, it's very tough. Feeding such large numbers, accommodating them, providing other social facilities, it's a problem. But UNHCR and other partner agencies are doing well in supporting them. But at the moment, the District Assembly, after acquiring land for the site, continue to support us with the supplies of water through Adamus. The medical team is also here, providing some medical services for sick people, children, and pregnant women. At the moment, feeding is a problem. Although we are trying to feed them at least twice a day, it's difficult. What we have at hand is limited. So we are making a passionate appeal to organizations like churches and charitable organizations to support us by way of feeding the people. It could be water, anything, but anything that will help them to live.
What is the mood like in the camp? Are they showing appreciation to what you are doing for them?
Very, very, very. But we thought that you could be signs of sadness or something, but I look as if they are happy, because this morning somebody was telling me that once they are off the main border and they are settled here, they think that they are safe in Ghana.
You have any other difficulty you want to share with government?
Oh, actually, these are operational difficulties, transport and money for fuel and other logistics.
You are with NADBO, yes. So you are in a vantage point to manage the situation better. Are you in contact with the head office, and how are they responding?
Actually, my national coordinator was here on Wednesday to assess the situation for himself. Fortunately, yesterday we had the deputy minister, interior, with an entourage also coming here, and we made some of these things known to them. Information are that they also did all what they can support us to run the camp mostly.
Kelly Forson is the Deputy Western Regional Coordinator of NADBO. The Protection Officer of the UNHCR in Ghana, Vetton Orana, says displaced persons and refugees from Cote d'Ivoire while rushing into Ghana need immediate attention, especially shelter, food and medication. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Orana said the UNHCR is in touch with government to see what it can do to bring relief to the displaced people.
Currently, quite a few staff members that are deployed into two locations in the Western region. First, at Eluga border crossing, where we see most of the new arrivals, people from Ivory Coast crossing to Ghana. And we have the reception center that has been established in the place called Eagle Star at Elubo.
On the hindsight, what would be your assessment of the situation in terms of their requirements?
They are coming fleeing the conflict in Cote d'Ivoire, and many are coming with minimal belongings. So the need for the assistance is serious and immediate. We see quite a large number of women and children in the groups of people that are coming. And we are trying to devise our activities and our assistance to address the needs of the different categories of people.
From your first site of assessment, what do you think they would need immediately?
First of all, many of them need shelter, and that's why we are trying to establish the refugee camps. We are working in phases, and as people are arriving, we are being able to address their shelter needs by accommodating them in tents. Some of the people are not coming to the camp, staying with host communities. We will have to look at the needs of people in the host communities as well. We need to do an assessment with our partners, and we are trying to get as much information as possible as we speak and in the days to come. They also are in need of basic assistance, food, in the non-food items. We will need to look at their education needs, because quite a number of the schools, 8 children. We want to see them engaged in education, And of course, there are other activities that have to come as we continue addressing the situation.
It looks as if this is an emergency situation. What are your commitments in this regard?
Well, UNHCR in Ghana has established itself quite a long time ago to assist the government to respond to the refugee situation. And we are trying to do the same in this situation with the Cote d'Ivoire. So we are working together with the government to see what the needs are for the government to be able to respond to its responsibilities to address the needs of the refugees, and we are trying together to address the gaps and fill the gaps.
Looking at their health situation, are you screening them for all manner of diseases, including HIV/AIDS?
We have a very good communication with the district health officials in Elembele, as well as at Elubo, and there are medical teams that are doing the medical screening both at the reception center in Elubo and also in the district of Elembele. They are very kind to address the needs in health by deploying the mobile clinic.
If we ask you what we need to do immediately, what will you let government do?
Now, the immediate needs are really to have a coordinated effort to engage the resources that are available in the country and to see how best we can complementarily use the existing resources in order to address the most immediate needs of these people.
The protection officer of the UNHCR in Ghana, Veteran Rana, talking to George Ankra.